Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Drugs. It is the 200th day of President Donald Trump's presidency. He's in Bedminster, New Jersey.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Trump took to Twitter last night, writing he had just completed a call with President Moon of South Korea, and that he was very happy and impressed with the United Nations voting 15-0 to sanction North Korea. Trump also tweeted about his first 200 days in office, saying, quote, "The fake news refuses to report the success of the first 6 months. SC, meaning Supreme Court, surging economy and jobs, border and military security, ISIS and MS-13, etc."
One interesting thing to note this morning, both the New York Times and the Washington Post have stories out about mistruths coming from the White House. And breaking overnight, the AP reports from the Philippines that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told Russia that the U.S. will respond by September 1st to Moscow's move to expel U.S. diplomats. The Washington Post is reporting that Tillerson also said North Korea could show it is ready to negotiate by stopping its missile launches. The New York Times is reporting that Tillerson is under fire internally at the State Department for micromanaging tasks and not filling more than 24 high-ranking jobs.
Back on the home front, the Wall Street Journal writes that congressional Republicans are hoping to use the next 4 weeks back home to make the case for tax reform. They're fighting an uphill battle, the Journal writes, because constituents are blaming them for the standoff on health care. One thing to note, it's not exactly constituents who need convincing that rewriting the tax code is the right thing. Most people who file taxes find it confusing and burdensome. It's individual lawmakers who will get tripped up on the details of rewriting the tax code.
And the New York Times has a piece out this morning about how the coal industry is getting new life on U.S. lands under Trump, a promise that he made repeatedly on the campaign trail. While the AP is reporting that although Trump is on the hunt for a new communications director, the commander-in-chief has actually been fulfilling that role.
With everybody headed out of town on vacation or back to their districts, we're asking playbookers to send us a photo of themselves or others reading playbook during your travels this month. We'll feature 5 photos every Friday. Participating playbookers will automatically be entered into a drawing to win an original cartoon by Politico's Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist Matt Worker. Email photos to daniel@politico.com or tweet them to @playbookplus with the hashtag playbookloyal. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.